Hi everyone, welcome back. Now that we've gone through the basic transactions that impact the accounts receivable and the allowance for doubtful accounts, let's take a look at an example and see if we can go ahead and make the entries for ourselves. And the example I want to look at comes from the website problem, so make sure to have that in front of you. And let's look at example two. Let's just read it together before we get started. Here's what it says. Following transactions relate to Betty DeRosick. And you can see that there's five transactions, January 4th through March 8th, 04 through 2005. And the requirements are for each transaction, first make the journal entry to record it, and then secondly, for each transaction, indicate the effect it has on net income, the income statement, our net realizable value, the balance sheet, and our cash flows, the statement of cash flows. So how does each transaction affect the major financial statements? Let's go ahead and get started. Let's move to the next slide. And let's start with the first transaction, January the 4th. Betty made a credit sale to MT Glass, a customer, in the amount of $2,500, and a credit sale to Sandy Beach, a customer, in the amount of $4,000. So we have to record the making of a credit sale. Well, this is one that we should be able to do without a lot of difficulty. To record a credit sale, you debit accounts receivable, credit sales revenue. Reflect the fact that we have earned revenue by making a sale, but we haven't collected the cash yet. So we have an account receivable. So the next question is, how does this credit sale impact our three financial statement items, net income, NRV, and cash flows? Well, net income is increased. We have sales revenue. The revenue increases the net income on the income statement. The net realizable value, which you should remember is your accounts receivable minus your allowance for doubtful accounts. The NRV is also increased. You've increased your accounts receivable. You've increased the first side of the subtraction. So we have an increase to accounts receivable causing an increase to the net realizable value. Notice the credit sale increases revenue on the income statement but does not affect cash. No cash has been received. No cash flow impact. The distinction between accrual accounting, the income statement, cash accounting, the statement of cash flows. Okay, that one kind of gets us off and rolling. We should be pretty comfortable with that. We've seen dealing with credit sales before. Let's go to the next slide and let's look at the next transaction. Sandy Beach, the customer that we had a credit sale of $4,000 to, well, she made a payment. She sent in the cash that she owed us on March 19th. We have to record a collection of a credit sale. Another entry that we should be able to do without too much difficulty. We know that when a customer pays their account receivable balance, you debit cash and you credit accounts receivable. Debit cash, credit receivables for what was collected. How does that impact our financial statement elements? Well, remember, the collection of an account receivable, no effect on net income. How does it affect NRV? Well, it decreases the NRV. How come? Well, because the accounts receivable is being decreased. Hey, look at that transaction. No overall effect on assets. One asset cash going up, the other asset accounts receivable going down. However, the NRV is the accounts receivable minus the allowance. When accounts receivable decrease, so does the net realizable value. So the collection of an account receivable, no effect on the income statement. There's no revenues or expenses in that journal entry. It does, however, decrease the net realizable value because it decreases accounts receivable. It obviously affects cash flows. We're getting cash. Which category of cash flows would this be? You tell me. Well, it would be operating, right? It's an operating cash inflow, cash collected from customers. Okay, let's go to the next slide and let's look at the next transaction. September 27th. Remember MT Glass, the customer we made a sale to way back on January 4th? Well, after we've tried to collect, we've made a very concerted effort. We've done all the different steps to try to collect our cash. After a concerted effort to collect, we finally decided MT Glass was not going to pay us, and we wrote off that account receivable. So we have to record a write-off. To record a write-off, the entry that we'll make, debit the allowance for doubtful accounts, credit accounts receivable. How will this impact our financial statement elements? Well, net income, no effect. There are no revenues and there are no expenses in that journal entry. Write-off does not affect bad debt expense. Hence, there's no effect on net income. Here's the counterintuitive one. How does the write-off affect the net realizable value, the accounts receivable minus the allowance? It doesn't. No effect of a write-off on the NRV. We are decreasing both sides of the subtraction, decreasing both the receivables and the allowance by the same amount. No effect on the difference, the net realizable value. You can look at that entry, see that there is no cash involved, hence there is no effect on cash flows. All right, let's go to the next slide and let's look at the next transaction. December 31st, we have to estimate our bad debt expense, and we estimate that it will be 1% of the year's credit sales of $246,000. So our bad debt expense, 1% of 246 is simply $2,460. To record the bad debt expense estimate, debit bad debt expense, credit the allowance for doubtful accounts. 1% of the credit sales. How will the estimate of bad debt expense affect our financial statement items? Well, bad debt expense is an expense, so expenses are going up, causing net income to go down. We're also increasing the allowance for doubtful accounts. A credit to that account increases it. When the allowance goes up, the NRV, the net realizable value, also goes down. Look at the journal entry. Do you see cash there? Is there any cash involved in the bad debt expense estimate? No. Hence, there is no effect on your cash flows. All right, let's go to the next slide and let's look at the last transaction. Remember MT Glass? We made a credit sale to him January 4th of 2004. Then we tried and we tried and we tried to collect our cash. And we finally decided on September 27th of 2004, write him off. He wasn't going to pay us. Well, here it is, March 8th of 2005, and MT Glass is coming up with the amount he owed. He sent in the payment of the amount that he owed us. We have what is called a recovery. So we have to record a recovery. And to record a recovery, we debit cash for what we receive, and we credit the allowance for doubtful accounts. To record a recovery, debit to cash, credit to the allowance. How is this going to impact our financial statement items? Net income, no effect. Neither of those accounts are revenues or expenses, hence there is no effect on net income. However, the NRV, the accounts receivable minus the allowance, well, the allowance is going up here. That causes a decrease in the net realizable value. Increase the allowance, decrease the NRV. In addition, you look at the entry, there's cash. So we have impacted our cash flows. Cash received, that's a cash inflow that's considered operating. Cash collected from customers. This is a really good example. You want to be comfortable with, one, the basic entries to record these transactions. Much more important, how do the different transactions relating to accounts receivable, and we've hit them all, making a sale, collecting the cash, a write-off, bad debt expense estimate, and a recovery, how do those different transactions affect the major financial statements? Please go to the next slide with me. And there is our T account, the allowance for doubtful accounts. Let's put in what we know affects the allowance. The allowance is increased by bad debt expense. The allowance is decreased by our write-offs. And it's increased by recoveries. The allowance is a contra asset, meaning the ending balance is going to be on the credit side of the T account. However, we have something that can be a little tricky. The beginning balance can be on either side of the T account. It can either be a beginning debit or a beginning credit. And we need to understand why. Why is it that the allowance for doubtful accounts, a contra asset, can have a beginning balance that's either a debit or a credit before the adjustment for bad debt expense? Note that after the bad debt expense adjustment is made at year end, the ending balance is always on the credit side. But prior to that, it's entirely possible the beginning balance to be either a debit or a credit. Now please go to the next slide with me, and there's our T account again. If the T account, if the allowance for doubtful accounts has a debit side balance before the bad debt expense estimate, what that means is the write-off side is larger than the bad debt expense side. Because note one thing that's important here. Note that your recoveries are rare. So those usually have minimal effect on the allowance. We should also note that the ending balance is done after we make the adjustment for bad debt expense. So the two key items that really affect this account, the bad debt expense on the credit side, the write-offs on the debit side. How do those items or those things differ? Bad debt expense is an estimate. Write-offs are actual amounts. To have a balance on the debit side, the write-offs are higher. That means the actual write-offs were larger than what we thought they were going to be. We underestimated our bad debt expense. Write-offs exceeded the estimate, hence a debit side balance. Please go to the next slide with me. And once again, let's look at our T account. Let's look at the items that typically affect it. So let's eliminate recoveries. The effect is rare. Let's get rid of the ending balance. That's done at the end. It's not done prior to the estimate. What typically affects this account? The bad debt expense estimate and the write-offs. If the account has a credit side balance, that means the estimate was larger than what we actually wrote off. We overestimated our bad debt expense. We wrote off less than what we thought we were going to have to write off. And I really think these last two slides, they're very important to you. You really want to understand them. If your allowance for doubtful accounts has a debit side balance, the write-offs are larger than the bad debt expense estimate. We wrote off more than we thought we were going to. Our estimate was understated. On the other hand, if the account has a credit side balance, the bad debt expense was larger than the write-offs. The estimate was more than what we actually wrote off. We overestimated our write-offs.